You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Radio.com Sports presents Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski, breaking down the latest in sports betting.
Yeah, Tuesday's Bet Sweats, Joe Ostrowski, Sarah Perlman.
I'm like still pissed off, and I try to have a short-term memory. It's really funny. I'm at the house. My boyfriend's like, chill, like you lost a bet. I'm like, I didn't just lose a bet. I got so beat. Don't talk to the rest of the day. Like, I know we've all had that. If you bet, you can relate to that. You're just like, please don't talk to me. I'm triggered beyond words. This is why you probably should never bet parlays, and I don't bet game parlays, but I love fun player props. It's one of my favorite things. I'll bet them single-handedly, just as individual bets, of course, but I love putting them together for a player prop. And what I did, which was really fun, is I took, what is it, 1, 2, 3? Okay, I had 5 anytime touchdown scores, but across the entire NFL slate. And you can only pick one per game. I did it on DraftKings, I will say. So I basically, what I like to do is try to take, you know, maybe one long shot, but really the favorites to score in each game. So I had Keenan Allen, Kenyon Drake, Wayne Gallman, Justin Jefferson, and the heaviest favorite in that was Josh Jacobs. And I'm not kidding you. Keenan Allen, Drake, and Gallman, and Justin Jefferson scored within the first 6 minutes of the game, all their separate games.
Oh, that's
six
right.
Minutes.
Yeah.
They all scored. I'm like, Josh Jacobs is going to score. This is like $1,800 in my pocket. It's game over. I'm going shopping right now. Do you know what I mean? Like, in my mind, Josh Jacobs is getting in the end zone. Little did I know, Derek Carr forgot how to play quarterback. They obviously couldn't get in the red zone. He had like 13,000 picks. So Josh Jacobs couldn't get in the end zone. And when he did break one, he ended up hurting his ankle, which was, you know, obviously a travesty for him and my bet. So I ended up losing that one. It was a player prop parlay. But the whole game, I'm like, Josh Jacobs is going to, like, he's going to break one against his Falcons defense. They're going to score. I'm really confident. Like, I'm hesitant, but I'm like, this is the heaviest favorite in my player prop parlay. I feel like he'll get in the end zone. This is why you probably shouldn't bet parlays. But the sweat all game of watching to see if Derek Carr could complete a pass and Josh Jacobs can get anywhere in the red zone was remarkable. I lost, but I was so excited that whole day hoping he'd get in the end zone.
I need to rewind for a minute. Did you say breaking his ankle, it was bad for him and my bet? Like, you wanted to say
rolling his ankle, like, terrible for him. Honestly, I hope he gets better, but it was a travesty for my bet as well.
I mean, we can laugh because it was a sprained ankle, so we can laugh about it. He might be back for week number 13. That's what the Raiders are saying right now.
I didn't mean to be broken, but yeah, sprained her ankle.
But you did say broken, but you said, and my bet, which really, in your mind, at the time, in the moment, the lead was not, oh, it's too bad for him. No, you were screaming about your bet. You were so pissed off.
Because in my mind, if you backed the Raiders in that game, it was over at that point. Like, they weren't coming close to covering, winning. They're losing by 30 plus. So I'm like, if they're not going to cover, at least this player parlay, you know, this player prop parlay will come home. I hope he heals. But seriously, Joe, I was so upset. That's why you just can't do those silly parlays, because you know they're not coming home. But that was the one where I felt the most confident in a long time. I was like, awesome, big dub.
You also didn't bet a lot on that one, right?
No. I only put like anywhere from like $25 to $50 on these because they don't come home. It's just money that I want. I'll do like one longer shot a week.
Yeah. If you're looking for entertainment, I do not have a problem with that. And you go in knowing like this is probably not going to hit.
Right.
But you also didn't think.
Like, stick to the teasers. Yeah. And if you have a few extra dollars you want to do on a long shot, that's what I do. Like, that's not the way you should ever really bet.
Let's talk about the flip side. So this never happens for me, ever. So the Eagles get the ball last night. It's 23-9. They end up scoring the touchdown. We know that, to make it look closer than it actually was. But Philadelphia can't move the football all night. They can't do anything. So they get the ball. It's like a minute left. And I get this text from a coworker of mine at the Score, Jordan Malley. And he always sends me his screenshots of the same game parlays that he does. And I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. That'll hit. That'll hit. That'll hit. He's actually hit a few of them. He's pretty good at it. So he did a $10 one. And then at 10:23 Central Time, as the Eagles are about to start that final drive, he tells me, need Richard Rodgers touchdown for 1,000. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's all you need. Of course it's 1,000 because that's going to juice it up. So, sure, a $10 bet is going to get you 1,000. The only problem is it's Richard Rodgers, and there's no way he's scoring a touchdown. The Eagles can't even score, and they're going to give it to tight end number two. He's been getting no looks all night. 5 seconds after I read that text, there's that Hail Mary shot from Carson Wentz, and it's bouncing around, and I'm screaming for Goddard because I had him in points betting. I already made money. I was hoping to make more money, and then it bounces around, and Rodgers comes down with it. That never happens to me. There's the bet. You can see it right there. Carson, yeah. Anytime touchdown. We both had that prop. He had Rodgers anytime touchdown. Rodgers over 17.5, Goddard over 40.5. I had that. Sanders under 62.5. That makes sense because you expect Philadelphia to chase. Are they going to run the ball a ton? They did not. Seattle money line. So that $10 wager paid over $1,100.
See, I like doing those kind of same game parlays, but to your point, those never really come home, extremely rarely. Good for him. Those never come home. That was amazing. That was lucky for him at the end because that must have hit Richard Rodgers over. I don't know what he had before. I think he had one or two receptions all game. So that might have hit his over and the touchdown.
He had a big one in the NBA playoffs too. Anthony Davis, at the end of a game, he just threw up a three. And I think he had over 1.5 threes for the game. And that was the final leg. And he won like a 1,000 or two. I'm like, what the hell? Like, I don't get breaks like that.
No, I mean, I couldn't get Josh Jacobs in the end zone. This guy's getting a touchdown from tight end number two or three for the Eagles. So somebody's lucky over there.
I know. What the hell, Jordan? I mean, he did send it to me, so I could have bet it if I wanted to. But I will say, like, he was on Goddard because of me. And I told him Sanders, I think he should give me half. About no? Half?
No.
I never get those. I never, ever get those. Unbelievable. So you had a bad beat, and some people had a big win. I'm always tempted by those. But we're going to push back the college basketball conversation a little bit because we want to let Eli stretch his legs because there's a lot of big games coming up tonight. And also on Wednesday night, some futures questions that I have for Eli with college hoops. He is not missing a game. But before we get to that, we want to do nickels and dimes because Eli – pumps it up. So this always scares me. He said he has some great topics for nickels and dimes today. So Eli, why don't you pop on here and tell us what you got for this week?
Yeah, Dylan, if you want to throw up the music. So I guess we have time for probably two.
I'm being a bad host. There are probably some people that haven't heard nickels and dimes before. So Eli throws out two different options for each of us. Would we rather spend $500, hence a nickel, on this or $1,000 on that? Go ahead, Eli.
So one of two questions. This is the sports one. And this is kind of competitive between you guys, so I'm excited to hear the answer. Would you rather bet $500 on the Florida Gators to win the college football playoff at 13-1 or $1,000 on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish to win the CFP at plus 750, nickels or nickel or dime?
I'll start. Give me the Florida Gators. Easy. And I understand it's because I went there and you're a Notre Dame fan, Joe. But one, Calatrava's playing great. Secondly, I think they can beat Alabama. So that being said, if they beat Alabama, it's a sure thing in my book. Those odds will shorten. So I'll take 13-1. Also, Notre Dame is going to have to beat Clemson with Trevor Lawrence. So for me, I think that'll be a little bit tougher. I know maybe they could take a They could, I guess, lose and get in the college football playoffs, but I like the value. I'm not backing my Florida Gators, so I'm taking the Florida Gators 500, 13-1.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Your Florida chomp chomp people are insane. I made some innocuous comment the other week. I think it was during the Arkansas game, just about how Dan Mullen's still throwing the ball. They were up by like 5 touchdowns in the final couple minutes of the game. Like, I wasn't even ripping on them. I just made the comment that, oh yeah, they're still throwing and it was a pick 6 or whatever. They're sliding in the DMs like crazy, screaming at me and just like coming up with all these nicknames I've never heard of. And I was like, again, what the hell?
And once again, Joe, those were all of my burner accounts to you.
Yeah, I know. I know they were. There's a weird emo joke that you were making about me, which I didn't quite understand. I'm like, what is she talking about? But okay.
I can't remember. It's such a blur.
I'm going to go with Notre Dame. Yeah, I'll put the 1,000 on Notre Dame. I have to. Between these two options, because even if Notre Dame loses to Clemson, I still think they're going to be in the playoff. Now, will they lose in the playoff? Of course they will lose in the playoff, because that's what Notre Dame does. They're absolutely going to lose in the playoff, even though this is the best version of Ian Book that we've seen so far. But Florida is not a lock for the playoff. And I think that even if Notre Dame loses here, Ohio State might not be eligible for the Big Ten championship game, which could come into play. Can you bring Ohio State into the playoff if they don't win the Big Ten? If they're not even eligible, if we're only talking about, what, like them playing 5 games? So I think Notre Dame will be in as long as they don't get completely whitewashed by Trevor Lawrence. But I would bet on Notre Dame if I had to bet on one of these, just because I think they're going to be in.
Do you have a future for the college football playoff this year, Joe?
Oh, not for the college football playoff. I added one future the other day, which is probably dumb. So
Indiana.
The news came. Yeah. How'd you know? Because I was tweeting about it.
I know how I just know how your brain works. So when I saw the news about Indiana in my head, I'm like, that's a Joe bat.
But then Penix is out for the year now. So they're going to have to win this week. That'll be big. But Ohio State, maybe they won't be eligible. Jim Harbaugh, if you want the fans to be happy about something you did in your time in Ann Arbor, make sure that you don't play that final game of the year. And so then Ohio State ineligible for the playoff. So that would make me happy too. We might have a Big Ten championship game between Indiana and Northwestern. Like, this season's
thriller.
So stupid. Yeah, it's a dumb season. Even though I bet on Indiana, I don't want that to happen.
At least Eli, this what else? Season. But yeah.
All right, so this is, we have time for one more, a non-sports question. I actually was intrigued by this, and they are two non-sports items again. So you can either spend, you should be, $500 on a bar-made electric glass washer, so you don't have to wash your beer glasses or whatever the fuck by hand. You could buy a $500 bar-made electric glass washer, or $1,000 on a wine and beverage 96-can independent temperature-controlled fridge. Nickel or dime?
Have you heard of a dishwasher?
Yeah.
Give me the...
But sometimes, Sarah, the dishes the glasses get effed up in the dishwasher. Okay. Fair enough.
96-can fridge. I'll stick all the beers, whatever wine I could shove in the back, White Claws, I don't care. It's a great temperature. $1,000 investment that, quite frankly, I might personally make, and I could have made it if Josh Jacobs would get in the end zone. I could have had two of them.
He broke his ankle! And he ruined my bet! Why'd you break your ankle? Sprained. Might be back this week.
All right.
Sarah's right on this one. The 96-can wine, beer, whatever thing. It just sounds like something that would be awesome in the basement to have while we're watching the games all day on Saturday or Sunday, whether at night with college basketball now. what is it, the mug cleaner he had? A mug cleaner? Well, I drink beer out of the bottle for the most part anyway. So, yeah, I'm fine with that. Eli, you frosted mug guy? Is that why this came up? Because you're very big no. in the IPAs. You're a frosted mug guy, aren't you?
I can appreciate a good frosted mug. Do I like it out of the bottle sometimes? That sounded weird also, but yes. I will drink a beer out of the bottle occasionally, but I do like a frosted mug from time to time.
Sarah, you missed it. I was hoping that you were around last week or a couple weeks ago when it somehow came up on the show that Eli is out on what? Which website are you in? Which dating site are you out on?
Website.
He's all.
Sarah knows Grindr, what I'm talking about, I'm sure. But Bubble which, it is. Like, I'm not a Tinder guy anymore.
He's out on Tinder. He is a 100% Bumble guy. And so he's in the Score Studios, as you can tell there. And our boss, Mitch Rosen, the wall that we see, he shares the wall with Eli. And Mitch was on a call with his boss at Entercom. And through the walls, he hears Eli saying, "I'm out on Tinder. I'm a Bumble guy."
Am I wrong?
Okay.
I don't think this
situation
is on Bumble.
Situation weird. Context correct. Out on Tinder. Tinder's like not a dating app. If you catch my drift, yeah. Bumble's a dating app. I actually think my sister met her fiance. Like they knew each other before, but reconnected via Bumble. So I'll leave it at that.
Okay. There we go.
Sarah gets Bumble guy. Bumble might sponsor this show pretty soon. Brought to you by PointsBet and Bumble. So if you can find other gambling degenerates on there, it's 2-for-1.
What is in Eli, what's in your Bumble bio?
I mean I got a couple. I'm not sharing that shit. I got
you are so full of it. You know exactly what it is. Do not pretend like, oh, I don't know, I'd have to check. I've changed.
Did I say that on the show?
You know. You were starting to say that. I could tell.
I don't remember.
It just says Betsweats and Chill.
Betsweats and Chill. There you go.
What is
Betsweats
it?
Betsweats replaces
real?
Netflix. What's in my bio? I have like a funny like off. It's like a, you know, it's a good like a funny like office line that like it's not really? Like it's nothing serious.
What is?
Yeah,
it?
Thank you. It's like I'm not superstitious, but I'm a little stitious. It's a good line.
Okay.
Sarah's not happy with it.
That'll bring him in.
I'll take it.
Like, it's a good quote. Like, if I had a Bumble, that wouldn't be my bio, but.
I'm just saying, like, the people that are super serious on Bumble, like, it never works out. And not that I have, like, 100% hit rate, but it never works out.
There is no luck. You are what your record says you are.
Just saying.
Period.
I love that you keep bringing up the hit rate. Like, as a baseball fan, Sarah would be impressed. Like, the hit rate that he was throwing out there, Sarah, I'm like, you're insane. That is not like, your batting average.
No,
hey, Eli, it's 3 out of 10 gets you in the Hall of Fame, man. Be proud of that.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you say he hits 400.
Yeah, like, okay, I don't think this is that hard. I'm talking about, like, 50-60% for a date on Bumble. A 50-60% hit rate isn't that, like, outrageous.
What is a hit
why
rate?
Are we
is that
calling,
a date?
Why are we calling it hit rate?
What are you hitting?
Nothing.
Can we change that?
Yeah,
let's
we can
change that. Why don't we call like six like date success rate? Like the hit rate is really not the right terminology.
It's fair. It's the wrong word to use. That's not the term I'm going for that context. Like, though. So I understand what you're thinking, but again, I'm just talking about like a date, like go to dinner.
It is bad on so many levels.
I was supposed to co-host with you guys on Friday, but I have plans now, so I can't. I can't come
She's
back
over
on the
it.
Pod. Guys.
Yes.
I just
been canceled.
But you're hosting no, today, so the 50% rate is still intact.
I didn't even think about that. Maybe you should stop calling it a hit rate. He's been bragging about it, going on and on. He's like, well, 60% of the time I get it. And then 40% of the time this happens.
It is just a term without the literal definition of that. It's just a term.
Like, let's get new terms. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, new year. 2021 hit rate gone.
Yeah.
50%
remove the hit rate. Just say, hey, we met. we had a good time. I think I might like her. I'd like to see her again instead of, oh, my hit rate is, let me bring out the analytics. Like, you got a graph going on? What's happening over there?
There's no fucking graphs.